Amen. Praise the Lord. You will not regret being part of this vigil in the name of Jesus. Not only Python. Any creature that Satan is using, that the enemy is using to disturb the peace of the children of God, die today in the name of Jesus. I said that creature dies today in the name of Jesus. We are here to pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Believe it, put your hands together for Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When we come together like this, we have come to pray because we believe our God answers prayers. You believe it? Let me hear that amen again. I said, every prayer you offer that goes even with a sacrifice, God doesn't waste time to answer it. You have sacrificed your sleep to talk to Him. He honors faith. He honors sacrifice. Your life will never remain the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 27 made a statement. Ephesians chapter 4.
Neither give place to the devil.
When he said, never give place to the devil, it means devil is looking for place in your life. Peter said it this way. It was Paul that said it to the Ephesians. Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. He put it this way.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
He's looking for a place. Don't give place to him. Don't give him chance to devour. And who is he looking for to devour? They are the believers. Remember the prophecy of Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent The battle is on. Christ and Antichrist. They are the gates of hell. Jesus said he will build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail. The reason he will not prevail is simple. We are to pray without ceasing. He will fight us. He will fight us. He will throw his arrows. He will. He will throw his arrows. But he will not prevail. Because the weapon of our warfare, they are not gun. They are not machine gun and bullets. AK-47. They are not sword. They are not knife. The weapon we have is mighty through God. For without God, we can do nothing. We can't fight this battle. That's the reason that song that says, I cannot do it on my own. Unless you take over. If you want God to take over, then you pray. Prayer is saying, Father, take over. One day in a week for believers to come together and pray. It's difficult for some people to come and pray. Hey. The members of this church that are in Lagos alone, up and down, will not contain us. They are lying down in their bed. And some of them for the house said, Nepal, not even day. They suffer heat for nothing there. Mosquito fool you because you open window. No fit sleep. Heat fool that room. You lie down there. So they're coming here to pray. Listen, church. Amen. The only way Satan, listen to what I want to say. I have said it before. But I'll continue to say this thing because one day somebody will catch it. And it will help your life generally. There is no human being that Satan cannot get. I shared with some musicians earlier in my office. I was giving them some advice, being young men and women. There is nobody. The Bible says he who thinks he stands, take heed lest you fall. There is no human being on earth that if Satan mean you that he cannot get you. There is, who they shout there? I should not preach. Eh? Who they cry? Oh, now the other one. Now the other one. Now this one be my customer. Hey, who they shout? Peace, they catch you. Peace, they catch out of being at this one. Peace, they catch which one? You want to peace? Why this one they shout? They slap, slap up, slap up, slap up, slap up. Please, hey. Please don't be pastor slapping. Hey. Draw your ear. You know the ear. You go here. You go to here now. You go here now. You go to here. You are sure? Okay. Leave her. Leave her. Okay, leave her. Okay, leave her. Okay, leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. She said she go here. She said she go here. You say peace, they catch you. Why they hold you? Why they tie you?
I don't know.
Eh?
I don't know. But please, now I'm your daughter.
Eh?
I'm your daughter.
You be my daughter. Which of my wives bought you for me? Okay, you want to go in peace?
Yes, sir.
Why your ring? Where the ring come off of your hand? You don't know. Okay, bring her wedding ring for her. If you wear the wedding ring now, the angel will leave you. You see? Church, clap your hand for Jesus now. Move this one. Let Chinedu go release you. Let Chinedu fire catch you. There is no human being that if Satan mean you, none, no matter the anointing you have, no matter the fire you carry, no matter the Bible you have crammed, no matter the night vigils you hold every night, hey, they look you. Amen. This demon is not resting. He's going to and fro looking for who he will destroy. That word devour is I had a dog that not like to see anything where they crawl. Then when he catch the either rat or cat anything, then he will come at them, put the head here, put the leg here, scatter it. Then you feel very, very satisfied. Then I go shake him. Then we go to dance. Don't succeed. That is devour, destroy, scatter you to pieces. That is how Satan works. In Job chapter 1, from verse 6, he mentioned it there. He said there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
And Satan came also among them.
Are you a son of God? What did bring you come there? Okay. What did bring you come there, fellowship?
And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou?
Okay, where are you coming from?
Then Satan answered the Lord and said,
oh,
from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it.
Okay. Okay. That he has no address. He is in the business of pulling down and destroying. Now, why I'm saying this is the area you are to watch, because the Bible says, watch and pray. He said, watch and pray. The area that Satan will always use to attack any human being is in the area of your weakness. Because this night, we are going to pray and always, every day, Lord, reveal my weaknesses to me. Because it is only through that weakness. You know why he said he would think he stand, take it less before? Because it is easy for you to begin to say, I don't fornicate. I don't drink. I don't steal. I don't do this one. That is not your weakness now. So stop looking at that area. Satan knows that more than you. Satan will not come and tempt you now with a woman because he knows you will not succeed. Satan will not bring alcohol to you now. He knows you will not succeed. So he can't poison you with beer. Every human being has a weakness. You are hearing me now. You are hearing me now, all of you. All of you are hearing me now. Those of you who like to do spiro. Come and eat. let me pray over it. Can you come and let me see you tomorrow? Let me pray whether the Lord will release me to come. That's how they are. They pray for, you never marry for, you don't do overdue for marriage. Then her husband came, fine looking man. Let me pray over it. Whether it is the will of God. Spiro, Spiro. So you think you are perfect. Amen. You know, what I'm telling you is only you that know what your weakness is. And it's only sincere people. You know, and what, you know, really inspired me to come and say this is because I met a single sister not too long ago that was so sincere that she came to me that I want prayers. I said, what is it? He said that I have this weakness and it is working against me. Because of it, my fears have just cut off the relationship. I say, and I know it's not his fault. It's my fault. It's not his fault. It's my fault. It's a weakness. And sometimes I don't know why I do that. And you know what the weakness is? The weakness is that she will just sit down like this. No great talk to the man. Maybe the guy don't do one small thing. Tell her what he do now. So I'm going to settle now. You go greet him. He the phone now. He tolerate and tolerate. After I say, that's all good. They leave for house. But this kind of person, I want to carry home marry. That is why I say, it is your weakness. And every one of us have that weakness. And that is the truth. Praise the Lord. But I'm always fasting. I am always fasting. Who told you? Like this. As you fast, do you face the area of your weakness? Do you face the area of your weakness? Are you sincere enough to say, I know this is my weakness? Hey, there is one weakness that Christians have. I call it a weakness. And I'm starting, I'll mention like maybe five areas of weaknesses. Maybe five, maybe more. Because I have only 10 minutes to talk and we enter round two. It's true. Because it's very common, very, very common. We see it here. If Satan look at you like this, because he say, you love prophecy. If he say, you love prophecy. People who love prophecy, they have many prophets. They have their phone numbers. Any little thing, you call prophet. Any little thing, you call prophet. I want travel, prophet. I want buy car, prophet. Eh? Amen. Anything I want to do, prophet. Who will he use to finish you? He will use prophet. Man don't come to marry you. You jump up and down. I have preached to you the perfect will and the permissive will of God. Okay. God has already shown you the perfect will. Then you go jump from there. They go up and down, up and down, up and down. You know how you go jam up. There are places that some people have gone and you have, you know, your marriage was broken. There are people that have broken marriages because a prophet gave a revelation that broke the marriage. There are people that have invested money, capital, money for business, in wrong business because a prophet gave you prophecy that you should go and put that money in that business. And if, I hope you know, that if the business fails, you can't go back to the prophet. They are usually very smart. Did you follow all the instruction? Did you follow all the instruction? Let me pray and find out what happened. When you go, oh, there is one shrine in your village. Why you not see him before you talk that time? Hallelujah. One of such people is Ahab. How can one man have 400 prophets? You want to go to a battle. You had 400 prophets. If you have more than one prophet that prays for you, amen. You are related to Ahab. And what happened? They deceived him with thus said the Lord. We know it now. It's 1 Kings chapter 2. You can read that on your own. I don't have time. But I can always give you prophecies. I mean, scripture for you to read. The story is a very popular story. Anytime I read that story, I go laugh. Like to go from you, especially the members of this church. The prophets we have in this ministry, they are confirmed. I say it and give all glory to God. Apart from that, they are all original. They are all original. They did not come to this church with that gift. If they are false, then the spirit we're using here is false. And let me tell you, I am a word-based pastor. I don't use vision, gift to judge anybody. I use the word of God. And all the prophets here, you know, all of you, you know, we police you. Olumide has taken over herself. It's the latest FBI and CIA. Except we know here. Except we know here. We catch you, charge anybody money, and here is unpardonable. We know they forgive that one. They pack, they go straight, and I'll come to the altar, I will preach you. You say anything that is contrary to the Bible, you say anything that scatter any family, you are gone. You are gone. Praise the Lord. You can make mistake, and we know when a prophecy is a mistake. Or you didn't understand well, it's all talking. We know that one. But to sit down and do anything on scripture, you are finished. Then with this prophecy here, that God gave us, we have spoken, said everything, all the signs, to let any spiritual person know that this is a church established by God himself. All the signs, it's not, I'm not advertising it. He advertised it by himself. Because you don't read your Bible, you don't know God's pattern. We have, in the history of this church, exactly without planning it, it is when it happened, somebody called our attention to it. 777. He spoke to us, 777. A Exactly. No month added. No year added. This church started 7 years after we got this land we are here. Exactly 7 years. Exactly the very month we moved in here, 7 years, this church was demolished. We started building again. Without knowing what was happening, we dedicated it exactly when it was 7 years. It took 7 years for this place here to be built. Exactly 7 years. Seven, seven, seven. And God is perfected in three. Three. And it's the ministry of restoration. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why seven, seven, seven? It's in the Bible. Seven spirits. Seven stars. Seven eyes of God. Solomon's temple was built in 7 years. 7 years. Seven church ages, and the rapture will take place. Seven, seven, seven. Amen. If that is not enough sign for you to know that God is here with us, then he himself brought the ministers here. He himself is raising the workers here by himself. No minister here have I ever gone to have meeting with you to come and work with me. I asked the musicians today, is there any of you? I said, I don't even know how you came to this church. I only thought see you, they play instrument. How you come? I don't know how you come. Did I not ask you this question today? Did I go and meet you, say, Stanley, come and be singing for me? One day I see you, they sing. I said, who will be that one? They said, our new singer. Ah, you are welcome. And all the ministers that want to leave, when they come to me, daddy, I am going. I hope me personally have not offended. You say, no, it's okay now. What did happen? God, she make I go. Inside my heart, they say, he has finished the purpose for which he brought you here. God bless you. What, you want me to do anything for you? I pray for you. Then I will give a warning. If you go outside there to do anything contrary to what we believe here, we're not going to identify with you. Simple. Bye-bye. And if you don't know if you have been long in this church, have you not observed when one prophet goes, he will raise another one? You know why I'm stressing this? Because a lot of people have suffered in the hands of this prophet because you jump from place to place, from place to place. Proverbs 26 verse 2. As the swallow by flying, as the bird.
As the bird by wandering.
As a bird by wandering.
As the swallow by flying.
Uh-huh.
So the curseless shall not come.
A curse cannot just come upon anybody. There must be a reason why that curse came upon you. If you were staying in one place, not flying up and down, that arrow for not hit you. I want to stress this. Because members of this church have prophets outside that they consult. And once you despise the ones that God has given you, God himself will make sure you jam them outside. Okay, why are you here? Go to the prophet's church now. There is one young man, I have received a report, that is disguising himself as a prophet. I received the report. We are coming after you. We are coming after you. He come to this church. If they open WhatsApp, got all the people connected, especially our online members. Now, when I submit this prophet team pass. We have prayer programs in this church. Tuesday, live online. Wednesday, live online. Thursday, we are here for those who are here in Lagos. Friday, we are here. Sunday, we are here. You are still looking for group to belong for prayer. We have 7 prayer bands that pray like nothing before. You will still be looking for prayer group. The young man, I understand, is a very handsome man. So I never marry. So now single sisters, now they fool that group. And that's how he's proposing to them. I learned that he told somebody that he's a prophet in bride, but you know, he doesn't like a show off. That's why he's just on his own. He's a liar. Every prophet in this church, he doesn't show off. Who tell you the gift is for show off? So the rest of us, now show off with the show off, Abby. We are coming after you. We are still making investigation. A police will go hand you over to. Anyone we see taking undue advantage of our members, we will deal with you physically and spiritually. We must protect the sheep of God. But it's because it's a waka waka. Now waka waka. Praise God. You get pastor. My number is with everybody. Everybody has my phone number, members of this church. Why will they call you and you will not call me? Somebody, they add me or they invite me to add me. Say, he be prophet for bride. I want to know who he be. Is it difficult to ask me that type of question? Once anybody say he be prophet, you go there. Upon all we are saying here. But some of you, when it's time to cry, shout, I know they let me know so that they cry. Because if I see the cry, it will become sermon topic. Yes. If you don't make I talk, no, let me see them. If I hear you crying because you fell into the hand of these funny people, I will not join you to cry. I will come here and mock you. I will say, hey, stay here, you're not going to stay here. See the gifted brothers and sisters, full everywhere here. See ministers here, deliverance minister. You prefer to go where they will tell you to bring money. Because here it is free. You don't have regard for us. God, Satan will use it and finish you. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Another weakness is money. People who love money too much, Satan will use it. Anything. They talk, you go just grrr. You see, if you put, because of it, Christians have gone to Baba Ijobu. Money. The Bible says what? In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, what did he say? The love of money.
For the love of money is the root of all evil.
All evil.
Which why some coveted after, have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
Love of money. Kai. We will talk that one. Go. Because of love of money, a single sister, in fact, will open her leg for anybody. Then when they fling the demon in you, you are finished. All these ritual killers, when they use women, no be money that they use to entice the women. It's money now. Then you see their dead body and say it disappear. Say it disappear. Somebody where you don't know for Facebook. Call you, give you address. Say make you come meet them for here. Don't come alone, no. Come alone, no. Of course now. Meanwhile, he don't push 1 million naira to you, to your account. This guy must be very good. Man, we never know you. Push 1 million naira to you. No go fear. You dey go, you know, go with police escort. Love of money is the root of all evils. And that is part of mammon that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about. God hates it. Another one is pride. Pride is a weakness Satan can use. Many people have missed their blessings because of pride. Many people have missed their blessings because of pride. And even God himself hates pride. Proverbs 16, verse 18 and 19. Oh, sorry.
Pride goeth before destruction.
Oh.
And an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud.
Before, if you see somebody that wants to fall down, it's pride that Satan will use to bring you down. King Herod, pride brought him down. Nebuchadnezzar, pride turned him to an animal. By the time he recovered, he became humble. Pride. What is it you have on earth that you didn't receive? What do you have that you did not receive? Nobody, we came to this earth empty, naked. And that is how we are going back again. So what are you proud of? You are beautiful. Because you made yourself beautiful, Abby. You are handsome. You made yourself handsome. You have good shape. You made yourself like that. Amen. It's wrong. They were boasting, the nation of Edom, the Edomites, they were boasting, they'll finish Israel. In Jeremiah 49, this was what God, the Spirit of God, spoke concerning them in verse 16.
Thy terribleness hath deceived thee.
Oh.
And the pride of thy heart, O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, that holdest the heights of the hill, though thou shouldest make thy nest as high as the eagle,
what will happen?
I will bring thee down from thence, saith the Lord.
If you read it down, whatever they were boasting of, God is telling you, whatever you are boasting of, I will bring you down. And he brought them down. But what will make me to be proud? I am anointed. When God elevates somebody small, even his walk step will change. Even his dance step will change. He's not a big man. Satan will look for it because that is what brought him down too. It was pride that brought him down. I will. James said, you when they say tomorrow we do this, how do you know whether you will wake up when you sleep tomorrow? How are you sure? Satan, I will be like this. Pride. What happened? God pulled him down with all his beauty. He described who he was. We all know those scriptures in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14. Brought him out. Another thing that bring people down, Satan uses so much men of God and men that we make it great men at all. Men generally is woman. Womanizing spirit. And I've always said that any woman that will allow you sleep with her anyhow, nobody say you marry her, is a prostitute. Proverbs chapter 6 says so. Verse 26.
For by means of a warish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread.
Again.
For by means of a warish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life.
Go ahead.
And a man take fire in his bosom.
That is it, though. He's talking about people who chase women anyhow, including married women. They will be going, woman, where Mario? This is what you are doing. Let's read it.
Can a man take fire in his bosom?
You are carrying fire.
And his clothes not be burned?
I'm putting your clothes. Would the clothes not burn? There is consequence. So,
can one go upon hot coals?
Oh, with bare feet.
And his feet not burned?
Okay, now.
So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife.
Okay.
Whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent.
Okay, now.
Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he's hungry.
Listen, oh.
But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold.
That is the law, under the law.
He shall give all the substance of his house.
Uh-huh.
But whoso committed adultery with a woman,
when he come to woman own,
lacketh understanding.
You lack understanding.
He that doeth it, destroys.
What are you doing? You are destroying your own soul.
A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away.
Uh-huh.
For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many.
Do you know that if a man catches you on bed with his wife and kill you, it is not called murder. The law, they call him manslaughter. As a slaughter goat, and so he slaughter you. The maximum prison is 7 years. You are free. The law interprets it. Lawyer, I know this one. Don't need lawyer to confirm it. This one is sure. In the penal code, is there. The law interprets it that he was mad. He momentarily ran mad under that situation. And anything a madman does is forgivable. So they will not charge you that you have killed anybody if it is confirmed that he saw you on top of his wife. And if the man know, he suspects. If he suspects, amen. Hey. Okay. There is something in the book of Numbers where if our time not there for all these stories. if a man marry a woman and suddenly if the woman is doing something funny as with another man, there is a spirit that will come upon the man, spirit of jealousy. He immediately begin to feel like that. That is how God is notifying himself, the woman, don't they chop for outside. Once you feel like this, you will go to the elders. There is something they will do. In Israel, it's under the law. The woman will be told to swear. If she's actually sleeping outside with somebody and she deny it, she swear. Because instantly, it will come to pass. When that thing come to pass to confirm they were sleeping from outside, the stones are there. That woman will not reach home alive. Amen. But these days, under grace, hallelujah, God help us. You are destroying yourself. Because so many, I repeat, I am a deliverance minister. So many men have suffered because the woman they went to pick, that pretty girl, she was on assignment against you and you didn't know. She's from a kingdom. She is possessed. She belongs somewhere else from a demonic kingdom that if she wants promotion, she should bring down men, especially those who are carrying Bible and going to church. You stay there all of a sudden, nothing they enter. So you think, say, now anointing will pour oil on you. Come here on Thursday. They pour oil on your head. Now, oil, no, they solve that one. Oil, no, they solve ammo. Okay. You will pay for it. God gave you a shop. A shop. Everything bless you, begin prosper. When they suffer, they do a swafia, swafia. No girl greet you for road. But now where your shop don't stand, you don't begin import. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everything. Then you create one corner. Because now you have money. I'm telling you a secret. You enter that girl where they sell for her master shop. This one, hey, enter. You sleep with her inside that shop. It has never failed. That shop will close. It's a matter of time. Watch it. I'm saying this to save you. It is always through your weakness that Satan hits you. God himself will be angry. I gave you this place. You are many churches, the pastors, their churches folded up because they slept with a church member in their office in the church. The light will just leave like it left the temple in Israel. Ezekiel saw it. The glory departed through the eastern gate. And shortly after, Nebuchadnezzar came, scattered the whole place, packed all of them. That beautiful temple that they used 7 years to build, the day they dedicated it, the glory of God, it came down like never before. But as soon as they were messing up in the temple there, the glory left. And shortly after, Nebuchadnezzar came, packed all of them to slavery, brought down the whole building down. Telling you what I know, if you're a Christian, you better watch it. Don't follow your other mates. They are not under the same covenant with you. Some of them are sleeping with that woman, that be the condition for their money to come. Because that is where the power is, according to their cult. But you know, they always end up in hell. They are never have peace. Okay, if I not talk another one, we can close on this. That's the truth. Another thing that Satan uses to destroy many of us is lies, speaking lies. Anybody that speaks lies, nobody will have confidence in you. Nobody, nobody. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, what did he say?
He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known.
No, what it means there is that people will know you and they will not trust you. Nobody will commit anything to the hands of a liar. William Branham made this statement that he would prefer to walk with a drunkard than to walk with a liar. Yes, the drunkard will only mess up around, mess up. But a liar will deceive you to believe what does not exist. And at the end, you are finished. And when there is no trust, there's no basis for a relationship. And it has destroyed many relationships with even women. I mean, men and women that want to marry. Why are you hiding your phone? Why are you passwording your phone for your wife not to see? For your husband not to see? How will he ever trust you? You say you are going to Apapa, then they saw you at Ikoyi. How will he trust you? How will he trust you? Trust is not commanded. Trust is earned. You earn it. And so before you know what, when Satan wants to destroy you, a liar will just lie even when there is no need to lie. And once you do that, it keeps people away from you. Nobody will believe you. Even when you say you are sick, they will say, "Na lie, you're not sick." Yeah, it's true. If they say he's sick, they will say, "Na lie, you're not sick." Even if he tie bandage, he said, "Na lie," he did pretend. Because they don't believe you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are some people, when they are telling you story, you will cut off 70%. Because they are good at embellishments. They will embellish the story. Embellish it. Another weakness is anger. Because of anger, the meekest man, the testimony of Moses is that he was the meekest man on earth. The most anointed man that parted the Red Sea. That stayed in the presence of God 40 days, 40 nights, no food. Came out. The glory was so much on him, people could not look at his face. Moses, dispensational prophet. Because of a weakness, anger, he didn't enter the promised land. Okay. Anger. I've seen a brother that showed me video last week. Oh, member of this church. Oh, the wife sent her anger, carrying knife for the pursuer. Carrying knife. The young man quickly took his phone to record it. I saw her with a knife. And maybe you are here now, you are hearing me. Okay. Now, the truth is that you have a challenge of anger. And you are not addressing it. You're on your way to prison. You know? That spirit wants to lead you to prison. If you use that knife and hit him at the wrong place, he collapses and dies. Now, you will die, follow him. Because nothing will save you from the hands of the law. Especially these days that everybody is hungry in the road. You hit my car. You hit my car. Hey, 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 hey. Ooh, bah! The person go fall down, die. They're not going to look the car where you hit. You don't kill person. Anger. Anger. I was watching one video where two neighbors, but then their wives in the quarrel. This one come, this one come. Then this one say, life. I saw the video. Then one push up. You push me. Then he went and brought, took one heap of stone. The guy didn't know he was looking for behind. He came behind. He was shouting, hey, hey. He didn't know what was happening. And hit him on the head. Boah! He collapsed. He don't die. For what? Anger. Anger has driven blessings away from you, from people. Anger has broken friendship. Little provocation, the demon will start. But every other aspect of your life, perfect. It is only that weakness. Always is that weakness. Another weakness is laziness. Hey! Proverbs 21 verse 25. What did he talk? What did he say? The desire of the slothful, lazy person killeth him.
For his hands refuse to labor.
You refuse to labor. There's nothing on earth you enjoy without laboring for it. If you want to keep any blessing God give you, he said, he that tended to the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. Laziness. To pray, you'll be lazy. Go to church, you'll be lazy. Go to work, lazy. Go to your shop, lazy. The lazy people, they are not ashamed to beg. Beg, 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 beg. They live by begging. It is a weakness that the devil will use. Another weakness is gossip. The Bible calls you tattlers. Leviticus 19 calls you slanderers. They are all weakness, weakness. Another weakness that you must deal with is fashion. Fashion. Amen. Fashion. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In any of these weaknesses, and there are many more, if you don't kill your weakness, their weakness will kill you. So we're going to pray tonight, Lord, reveal my weakness to me. Not just today only. Let it be your constant prayer. And once you identify any, some have many weaknesses. That's why that songwriter said, thou who knowest all my weakness, thou who knowest all my fear. Because he admits that he has a weakness. And God loves people who admit who they are. A sick person Hallelujah. Unless you know you are sick, you will never look for treatment. It is only when you know you are sick that you will look for medication. You will never pray the prayer point on your area of weakness until you accept that I am weak in this area. Anytime woman pass at the charge, Father, this thing will kill me. Yes. Amen. Can we stand up? Can we stand up? Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to me tonight. Whatever I said, I speak to all. I speak to myself too. I speak to myself too. Praise the Lord. Somebody